Louise McGovern here with Radio Today, and today I'm speaking to Ian Collins. So, Ian, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good because I'm in Cardiff.
Did you have a great time with the chat?
Yeah, it was fabulous. I really a few years ago, I would have been terrified about doing this kind of stuff. It would have just petrified me.
Oh, really? How come?
Yeah, because every time I'm asked to do anything that's a bit kind of live, so my mates will say, you know, oh, we're doing something and we need someone to speak, or you know, you'll be good at that because it's what you do for a living. And I think, no, I sit in a radio studio for a living in what is essentially a padded room on my own. The significance of that should never be lost on anybody. And talking out loud out of my face is a very different thing. So I used to really hate it, and I used to get, and I had to do the Duke of Edinburgh Award thing once, where I had to go to the big Dukey Palace, the name of which you probably gathered, I've forgotten. But so I went to, well, I'd like to call it the Dukey Palace because it just sounds like a place that the Duke of Edinburgh should live in. And I had to give a speech to all these guys, and I thought I was going to talk for 2 minutes. And when I got there, this woman said to me, "You've got to talk for 30 minutes." I had absolutely nothing worked out for 30 minutes in front of the Duke of Edinburgh and all these other dignitaries. I think I managed about 20 minutes. But I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. And I'm rubbish at editing myself, so I do go off on tangents and rants, as you probably gathered. But, yeah, so coming here to Cardiff to do this, to talk about stuff that is your own profession with people that also want to work in the profession you're in was really nice.
Have you been inspired by anyone that you met today?
I think without sounding, you know, all the cliches and all the obvious stuff, there's something really, really kind of strange. It's a strange juxtaposition to be in the industry and talking to people who want to work in your industry. So everybody you talk to is so enthusiastic and so full of ideas and passion. And I'm pretty sure most people that were in that room when we did the Q&A, I can't imagine coming back in 10 years' time and discovering that many of them were doing anything other than what they wanted to do.
Brilliant. So you think that Student Radio and this event, Student Radio Conference, is a great place for people to come?
Absolutely.
You definitely think it's...
And it also gets bigger as well. It gets bigger and bigger every time. It's kind of, you know, there's more to it. And
yeah,
it seems
of course.
To be, you know, it's good.
Yeah, you were saying earlier...
Don't really need those Radio 1 boys here, but...
Yeah, they were here the other day, causing quite a storm.
Grimmy.
Yeah, and no, he got his Snapchat out. Everyone was loving it. Yeah. How's Snapchat going down on LBC?
Well, we are more in the. That's a great question. We're more in the Twitter, Facebook. I tell you, the other thing we have experimented with a couple of times. We've done the Facebook Live thing, which is kind of interesting. Not so much the Periscope Twitter feature. Although the other day there was a really curious, I won't bore you with the incident, but it involved Johnny Vaughan from Radio X and Anthony Davis from Smooth FM driving home together like Morecambe and Wise in a car. So you've got Johnny, hard man of music, playing, you know, the big hits and telling it like it is. And then Anthony Davis, this very smooth drive time presenter, sharing a carpooling on their way home and periscoping their interview. And the reason that's relevant, because if you try to explain that whole scenario to somebody 10 years ago, you'd have been arrested as a witch, because they'd have said, what do you mean you talk down a telephone? What does that mean? And people see it where? Down another telephone? That doesn't make sense. So, but yeah, the point being, the world of social media has clearly changed everything, and Twitter and particularly Facebook are really where we've focused of late. So
LBC are keeping up with the digital footprint.
Leading the way.
Leading
I think
the
is
way.
Very, I think our show is leading the way.
Can we quote you on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to think so, but it's with the help of Will Guyatt, because Will, who's the man sitting over there, of course, Will is LBC's technology correspondent, and he's got a lot of experience in technology and social media. And he said to me around about 1 year ago, you should start using your Facebook page, because it'll be, even though Twitter is good on air, because you can just read out a quick tweet, it's not so easy to read out a 500-word Facebook post, obviously. But he said you should get back into Facebook, because it will you'll find the benefits of it are huge, and you can get debates going in the day. It can form almost a catalyst for your program at night. So we went from, I think it was about 4,500 likes. I hate the word likes. Can you like me on Facebook, please?
There's reactions now.
I know, yeah.
Got so many to choose from.
But the... we went from 5,000 to about 33,000 in a year. And it's, according to the people who like Will, who can interpret this, we've got one of the busiest, most interactive Facebook radio sites in the land, if not the busiest, I think, Will, in terms of who we hit, how many people we hit. So it's incredibly. I'm really proud of it as well, because we do post everything on there, videos, the serious news stuff, the stupid news stuff as well.
You were saying in your talk that you really want to get more young people into LBC.
Yeah.
And do you feel that by focusing on these things that you're definitely going to be building your brand more?
But the thing is, it wasn't that long ago that I actually thought I was one of the young people. And I think, you know how everybody still thinks they're 18 and that never ever changes? I have that in such large doses, it's ridiculous. So I completely have this optimistic idea that no one's ever going to get older in radio. But of course, everybody does, and it needs a new brand of people to come sort of through. There's lots of younger producers. There's loads of younger producers, and some of those producers will obviously want to be presenters at some point. But there just needs to be more. And I think, as I was doing an interview earlier about this, I think when you remind people that genre is there, I think there is an interest. But perhaps it's something you don't think about. You know, when I was 16, I would never have thought, I'd like to work on the Today programme on Radio 4. That never went through my head. What went through my head was, I'd like to work on Capital, was the kind of thing, because you instinctively...
You want the thing that you hear the most
about.
Of course
you do, and what you identify with. But actually, when it comes to where you might have a better career, that's not always the same place.
Yeah, more exciting and varied career.
Yeah, I mean, I think I wasted a bit of time in a weird way with working in... No, not so much wasted, but I think I did some jobs I didn't really need to do because I could have focused more on the talk.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for chatting to us today.
Pleasure.
If we could just end on a few tips for our listeners.
I have none at all.
None at all.
None at all.
Fair enough.
Whatsoever. Yes. Don't swear on the radio. tips. No, I think the biggest tip I always say to people is that it's not a closed shop. Everybody thinks there is always that, you can't get in radio, it's impenetrable, it's a brick wall that's sky high, it's closed, and you have to know somebody. That is utter nonsense. That doesn't mean it's easy, and it doesn't mean it won't take a bit of imaginative thinking to try and find a way to circumnavigate all the little hurdles and barriers that are there, because there are plenty of them. But it's not a closed shop, so persistence is key, and you will get in.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for chatting
Pleasure.
With us today.
Pleasure.